Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Please help support Well-Tempered Baroque and the Classical Network by becoming a member. Visit us at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Today's episode, Out of the Box. Literally. As in, I've pulled some recordings out of the box where I keep all my newly acquired recordings and where they're stacked by composer or category, and they're just waiting for me to listen to them. So on this cold day, I grabbed a handful from the different piles and decided to share them with you now rather than waiting several weeks or more before I can study them in detail. So without further ado, here we go. We'll start with a recording of music of Giulio Caccini, father of the celebrated singer and composer Francesca Caccini, and a member of the Florentine Academy, whose 1602 publication, Nuove Musiche, helped define the new style we now call the early Italian Baroque. We hear on this CD Belgian tenor Stefan van Dyck with lutenist Christina Pluha, and there are other performers. There's harp, there's percussion, more lutes. And this is three songs of Giulio Caccini, Alfante a Prato, Amor che attende, and O che felice giorno.
Al prato, al bosco all'ombra, al fresco fiato, che il caldo sgombra, pastor correte, ciascun che stanco riposi il fianco, ciascun che stanco riposi il fianco. Fuca la noia, fuca il dolore, sorriso e gioia. Sol caro amore, nostro soggiorni nei lieti giorni, messo dal mai querelliolai, messo dal mai querelliolai. amor ch'attendi, amor che fai, tu che non prendi l'istraglio mai, amor vendetta, amor saetta, quel cor caldero segna il tuo impero, quel cor caldero segna il tuo impero. O pompa gloria, o sporia altere, nobile vittoria, s'amor la fere, amor ardisci, amor ferisci, amore tuo di qual avrai lori, amore tuo di qual avrai lori. Amor possente, amor cortese, dirà la gente curarsi prese, quella crudele che di querelle, vai che ti piatti schermiali amanti, vai che ti piatti schermiali amanti. Quel cor superbo langue sospira, quel viso acerbo pietà ti ispira, fatti due fiumi, quei crudi lumi, pur versan fuori pianto d'amore, pur versan fuori pianto d'amore. Calato cielo fulmina Giove, l'arte di te lo sa e ti piove, ma lo stralloro sorni da loro, che di posanza ogni altro avanza, che di posanza ogni altro avanza.
Restaura,
mio cor, il mio bene, il mio conforto e speme, il mio conforto e speme.
We heard three songs of Giulio Caccini in this recording by Belgian tenor Stefan van Dijk, and he's accompanied by lutenist Christina Pluhar and two, it looks like Baroque guitars actually, a harp and some percussion as well, in a very, very lively performance. František Ignác Antonín Tuma was born in Bohemia in 1704, the year after another famous Bohemian, Heinrich Ignaz Franz Biber von Biberen, died. Tuma was trained at the Jesuit seminary in Prague and then went to Vienna to continue his studies. And then he wound up working for the Dowager Empress Isabella, widow of Emperor Charles VI, a Habsburg, who was himself a son of the more famous patron and composer Leopold I. Tuma played the viola da gamba and the theorbo and received at least one commission from the Empress Maria Therese. His instrumental and sacred music reflects the transition between the late Baroque and the early classical styles. We're going to hear his sonata in B-flat major, played by Concerto Italiano under the direction of Rinaldo Alessandrini. We heard a sonata in B-flat major by the Bohemian composer František Ignác Antonín Tuma, who lived from 1704 to 1774, and he spent much of his career at Vienna. The performers were Concerto Italiano under the direction of Rinaldo Alessandrini. Now, this is the first time I've heard any music of this composer, and I certainly think it's worth coming back to later. Now we turn to a courtly song, an air sérieuse to be exact, of the French 17th century composer Michel Lambert. Born around 1610, Michel Lambert was established as a composer, a theorbist, and a singing teacher before being hired as a dancer at the court of Louis XIV. Michel Lambert was also the father-in-law of Jean-Baptiste Lully. He wrote numerous airs and two sets of tenebrés. This is his somber air, Jugé de mon douleur. We hear Les Arts Florissants, William Christie, director.
Thank you.
quel charmante ris qu'auprès de vous j'expire. Si aimo que vos yeux m'ont fait longtemps souffrir,
that was Les Arts Florissants, William Christie director, in an air de cor, or specifically, an air sérieuse of the 17th century French composer Michel Lambert. Let's stay in France, but jump ahead a century, or nearly a century, to the composer François-André Danican-Philidor. Now, this is a composer who was associated with Louis XV and Louis XVI. We're going to hear a piece from his set of Parisian quartets. Philidor was also a professional chess player, and he participated in some notable competitions. Shortly after the Sans-Culottes stormed the royal palace, Philidor learned he was on the revolutionary hit list for no reason other than his long-term association with the royal family. So he fled to London, where he had once competed as a chess player. He died in London in 1795. I've literally just opened the shrink wrapping on this recording, and we're going to hear the first piece, which is the Symphonia in G minor. The ensemble is Ars Antiqua, or Antiqua, a group based in New York State, and I know some of these musicians personally. Mark Kramer is the director, and he's also playing viola da gamba. This is a new recording and the group's first. It's on the Nimbus label, and it's available on Amazon, Presto Classical, Archive Music, and other online CD vendors. Thank you. We heard the group Ars Antiqua, Mark Kramer, viola da gamba, and director, performing the first symphonia of French Baroque composer and chess champion François-André Danican-Philidor. And like I said, this group is based in New York State, and the musicians live mostly in New York and a few in Philadelphia, so it'll be great if you can research this a little bit further. For our last selection today, let's hear some of Emma Kirkby. Emma Kirkby is the fabulous British soprano, an early music specialist with a magnificent voice, and she's really been such an influence on the entire early music world. She performed in Princeton a little over 2 years ago, and this CD, which is on the BIS, B-I-S label, has some of the songs that she sang at that concert. Specifically, we're going to hear two arias of Cataldo Amodei, who was active in Naples during the second half of the 17th century. On this recording, Emma is accompanied by Jakob Lindberg, the lutenist, who also performed with her in Princeton, and with Lars Ulrich Mortensen, harpsichord.
Cristalli fugati col lume d'estate, stampate con tutte vestigi di pace, stampate con tutte vestigi di pace. Con rocco marmore bellissima Irene, chi dal lindo fedele di rise un tempo li fogati, sospir li dure pene, cangiato nel suo cuore in affetto il rigore, al mormorare del rio, sovra la moglie rimedio assisa un dì, in melodia sciolse così, sciolse così. D'un cor di diamante trionfa Cupido, trionfa, trionfa Cupido, se un nome vendato nega e la bontà, e se l'ho piegato, ne fa penitenza. Arbitrio frezzante d'amore già fino, d'amore, d'amore già fino. D'un cor di diamante trionfa Cupido, trionfa, trionfa Cupido.
Yeah.
We heard Emma Kirkby, soprano, with lutenist Jakob Lindberg and harpsichordist Lars Ulrich Mortensen in two arias of the Italian Baroque composer Cantaldo Amode. You're listening to Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Thanks for joining me today as I literally pulled some new CDs out of the box. If you enjoyed today's program, a production of the Classical Network, please consider becoming a donor or a member of our station. Visit us on the web at wwfm.org for more information, or to become a member, or to help support the show and our other programs. Together, we are the Classical Network. This is Dr. Lewis Barrett, and have a great week.